This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on a third watch, regardless of what you're doing or how you're doing it, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And, of course, our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang hauling the bulk mail from the bulk mail centers to the post offices at this time of the night. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys going out there filling up the gas station so you got gas to get to work. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, it is the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Are you ready to say the pledge for the second time?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
To the flag of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And ladies and gentlemen, we always remind you about those two words, under God. Because our great country was started and formed on Judeo-Christian practices. Well, Kyle, I got something here that I'm going to read. It's a story from one of our friends over at Hot Air, Ed Morrissey. I've had him on the program before. It's been a while. I might have to bring him back on again. But here's what he wrote yesterday Town Hall. You ready?
Yep.
Forget the red wave in the midterms. If two new polls are correct, Democrats had better prepare for an electoral tsunami, the likes of which have not been seen in at least a dozen years. However, the Republicans need to play the game as if they're 10 points behind. Your comments so far?
No, I think he's on the right track, and they should play like they're 10 points behind, for sure, because that's the only way to try to counter whatever kind of weird, dirty trick, event, whatever it might be, that is going to get in the mix here sooner than later.
Now, he goes on to say, Joe Biden's collapse over the last several months, coupled with record numbers on inflation, have done significant damage to his own standing. His job approval ratings now hover around 40%, but Biden does worse when voters rate his performance on the issues. A CBS poll finds that 60% or more disapprove of Biden's performance on four of the five issues that matter most to the midterm voters. Number one, the economy. Number two, inflation. Number three, crime. And number four, immigration. Your comment.
Well, and what's not listed in that list right there is climate change or wokeism.
They do not care about climate change. They're over that.
Right. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Because
as well as the electric cars, they're over that too.
Right, because they're looking for things that actually affect their daily life, mm-hmm. and so I'm not surprised.
Now, that has consequences beyond policy, because another poll, a new ABC poll, shows that 55% of Republican voters describe themselves as very enthusiastic about voting in the midterms. Only 35% of the Democrats express that high level of enthusiasm, a 20-point gap that signals a despondent Biden base and a massive turnout advantage for Republicans. Yes, the polls are effectively a tsunami warning.
Well, I think he's got it exactly right. There's no doubt about it. But there is that tsunami warning. But at the same time, we can't overemphasize the necessity to maintain that enthusiasm. And, Captain, I think you're going to have a lot of people who are going to be enthusiastic about trying to turn back a lot of these things that the Biden administration has done. It almost feels punitive upon the American people, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or an independent. I think people actually feel like, hey, what just happened here? Why are you doing this to us the way that you're doing it? Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a major, major problem for the Democrats.
Well, here's another part of a different poll, but it all ties into this. At a time when Russia's invasion of Ukraine highlights national security issues, most voters believe America's national security is getting worse, and few give President Joe Biden higher marks for his handling of the issue.
Well, Captain, something that we've talked about extensively over a long period of time on this program has been the idea of energy and how energy equals national security in many ways. It is a major component of it.
You bet.
And because we're not energy independent, exactly, because we're not energy independent anymore, we are now literally floundering in a world that is catching on fire. Well, it's on fire. I mean, it's just getting worse. And the Biden administration continues down its merry way of, you know, thinking that this has nothing to do with anything, but it has everything to do with it.
You betcha. And we're getting ready to take a break here. And when we take that break and come back from it, we're going to start out telling you about Illinois and good old lucky Illinois. And their governor is going to try something a little bit different when it comes to the illegals. Wait till you hear this one, Illinois. Bend over. It's coming right at you. And I do mean exactly what I'm saying. Okay, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. It's a Tuesday, and you know what that means. I'll be back.
The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern Time. It's source material for the early shows.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
That means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of the Veterans Expressway in Tampa. Come on out and see the Captain. We'll see you there.
You betcha. We always have a lot of fun on Tuesdays at Mission Barbecue on West Waters. Come on, stop by. Get some of their great food. I mean to tell you, they've got great fish there. Jeff likes to get the salmon, and they've had shrimp. I don't know if they're still going to have the shrimp or not. I think they might, but the shrimp has been excellent. And, of course, the roast beef is great. If you like brisket, oh, my God. The lean brisket, it falls apart. It's to die for. It is really good. And then, again, of course, their desserts. And if you're a veteran, you get a free dessert. So there you go. Now, also tonight, I will be at the Manatee Patriots' 13th anniversary birthday party, the old Tea Party Manatee, now known as the Manatee Patriots. We're going to be there at Mixon's Fruit Farm out back in the pavilion, the Mixon's Pavilion out back, and it's a really nice little area. You'll like it when you get there. And we're going to have the famous Mixon potluck food there, as well as there'll be beverages there, and you can have a nice comfortable seat, listen to the speakers. We're going to have a number of people there, and I'm going to be the master of ceremonies. Looking forward to it, and we always have a good time there. So come on out in Bradenton at Mixon's Pavilion, right out behind the fruit store there. So very easy to find, just down the road from Tropicana Foods. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Illinois. And I hope the people in Illinois are listening to me, so I'll do this, clear my throat, make sure they understand me. You ready?
Yep.
Illinois has announced they are going to start providing free health care to more illegal immigrants than the very few that they're doing now. And their goal is to eventually provide free health care to all of them. I wonder who's paying for that.
taxpayers.
Yeah. Hello, yeah. Illinois.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, evidently, Captain, the free health care for undocumented immigrants or illegal immigrants, you need to be between the ages of 55 and 64. You can either be undocumented or you can be a legal permanent resident. Get this. You can be a legal permanent resident of the United States, but you have to have been that for less than 5 years, and you have to have household income at or below $18,754 for one person or $25,268 for two people. So if you can fit within those parameters, you got free health care, even if you're not in this country legally.
Now, if you want to top that one, we'll try it with this. Texas Governor Greg Abbott just sent his sixth bus full of illegal immigrants to beautiful Washington, D.C. And when asked about it, Jen Psaki said, "Thanks. I appreciate the fact that Texas is helping us move those people around. It's very nice of them." What a dope. What a freaking dope.
Well, but also what it's showing is that this actually is having an effect, because they had to sit down and come up with that response. I doubt, highly doubt, that that was off the cuff at that very moment, that she could be that flip about the whole thing. I think they had to have come up with, and she was waiting for that so she could say it, probably. Mm-hmm. And that's just my speculation, because by doing that, they're trying to be very nonchalant, like, "Oh, it's just nothing. It's no big deal." Well, no, it's a huge deal, because it puts it in the news, and then people are saying, "Yeah, why are we busing these people that come across the border illegally all across the country, as the federal government has been doing?" And when Greg Abbott does it, Governor Abbott, then he puts a spotlight on it, and they hate that.
Okay, I got to get up on my soapbox for a minute, because I've been kind of holding back, and I got something to say. This won't take me long, so bear with me, Kyle. You ready?
Yep.
America, it's time to wake up. The economy is being held up literally by matchsticks. And Joe Biden wants to make his energy crisis worse by crushing domestic production in the name of environmental justice. Now, the Supreme Court is about to have a justice who goes light on sentencing serious criminals, including sex offenders. And the border is still not secure, with terrorists crossing weekly and daily, and only getting worse by the day. Inflation is ravaging our economy. COVID is over, but the left won't let it go. There's another strain of COVID that's out there, not as strong as what we had before. It's kind of like getting the flu. And they're going to try to make that into another lockdown situation, mark my words. But we aren't going to let them. And they're trying to get away with whitewashing their past decisions and behavior. Not to mention, of course, Hunter Biden's corruption, selling out his country in his father's name. And there were two interesting tax returns that were talked about yesterday about Joe Biden. 2017 and 2018. 2017, 11 plus million dollars in income, shooting up from about $300,000. And the very next year, $4.5 million. Where do you think that money came from, Kyle?
Well, that's a very good question.
That was the Hunter Biden Enterprises going out there and getting the money from the Chinese and the Ukrainians and whoever else he was getting money from, the Russians. All went into the pot, remember?
Yeah. Well, all you got to do is change the name to Trump, and then they'd say, "Well, how did this happen? And we need to investigate this."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do.
Now we'll get back on track. Okay, I'm back down on my little high horse here.
But I'm glad you did. I mean, what you're talking about is absolutely on target.
I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it. And the people I believe in this country are too, because people are paying attention to this. I'm not saying this. This is legitimate. It can be proven. Now, a British government minister pushed back on Monday after the head of the Church of England joined a chorus of criticism over a proposal to stem the flow of illegal immigrants to where, you say? Rwanda. Now, risking their lives to reach Britain's shores, they said they didn't deserve that type of treatment to be sent to Rwanda. Well, you want to keep them in Britain? Where are you going to put them? On the roof?
Well, right. I mean, this is a legitimate question, and obviously you know, they've got to come up with something. Because, Captain, it's almost as if sort of the new, I hate to say it like this, but almost the new chic is illegal immigration. And you can just sort of do whatever you want to do, go wherever you want to go, without going through the proper channels that have been established for a long time. You know, people can pretty much go live wherever they want to, generally speaking, but you have to be able to do it properly.
Now, Joe Biden won't go to Ukraine, right?
As far as we know at this point, that's right.
But he'll go to Portland, Oregon, where he's planning on going. Planning a visit there after the sheriff warned the White House about community violence that is out of control in Portland.
Well, yes. I mean, there's so many places that seems to be the case. But what the president will do, and especially right now, they've got to get good optics for something. They have to have something good that will look good on the news at night or during the day, whenever you're getting your news. But the old adage of the evening news: how does it look? You know, what does the crowd look like? They're having like they're happy, because that's in many ways that's all that matters to the politician. How does it come across? So they're looking for some kind of news wins of any kind.
You think it'll work?
No, I don't, because look, this video we're getting of the Easter Bunny scaring the president. You know, it's like it does.
The Easter Bunny was telling the president where to go. And by the way,
where to go? Yeah.
A lot of people think the Easter Bunny was a Secret Service agent.
It's very possible. I mean, otherwise, how does anybody get that close? You know, because it's a legitimate security concern.
I think it was Kamala.
Well, yeah, but we all want the president to be safe. We all want all these things. Everything will be fine. So yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if it wasn't a Secret Service agent. But the costume, if you look at the look on Joe Biden's face when he turns around and sees that it's the Easter Bunny, he looked a little frightened.
Well, it was priceless. I'll say that.
Yeah.
By the way, we have a problem, and you know our national bird is the bald eagle, right?
Right.
Well, the deaths have hit 14 states hard as the bird flu outbreak is now gripping the U.S. and the eagles are starting to feel the brunt of it.
Well, that's terrible. How terrible is that?
It's very bad.
Yeah.
You've got eagles down here in Florida, but I haven't seen any of them flying around sick.
Right, right. Well, I mean, hopefully there'll be something that will, you know, they can get a handle on this somehow, figure it out, because you know, those of us who've actually seen a bald eagle out in the open, I mean, it's really something.
Oh, I've seen them, like right up on top of these power poles where they have nests, or in the mm-hmm. tops of the big trees, maybe 100 yards away, because you usually don't get to see them much closer than that, but. Once in a while. Okay, hold that thought, Kyle. Okay, folks, I'm coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And again, it's Tuesday.
Hi, folks. It's Tuesday, and that means it's time for Lunch with the Captain at Mission Barbecue in Tampa. Join Captain Matt Bruce from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. for great conversation, great people, and, of course, great food. That's Mission Barbecue on West Waters Avenue, east of...
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Russia has begun its offensive in eastern Ukraine in hopes of capturing the Russian-leaning Donbas region. In the western part of the country, at least 7 people were killed in Russian airstrikes on Lviv, which until now was a safe hub for those escaping war. and Ukrainians continue to resist the Russians in the southern port city of Mariupol. Chief of staff for Ukraine's President Andriy Yermak told CNN that his country needs a new security system.
All systems of the security not work, and I can say not exist.
Yermak adds that they will do their best to talk with the U.S., the U.K., and others in creating that new system. To that end, President Volodymyr Zelensky has formally applied for membership in the European Union. He says it's the aspiration Ukrainians are fighting for and that they've been mentally in Europe for a long time. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com.
This is the Captain, Matt Bruce, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard on this and other great radio stations all over the nation, from coast to coast, ocean to ocean, and sea to shining sea. If you're not hearing this show in your market, contact your favorite station and let them know that the Captain's America is available on GCN.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Captain. We appreciate that. And by the way, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell. Now, I think Mike Lindell may have gone nuts because he's got a massive, massive overstock sale. You can save up to 90%. You heard me right. You can save up to 90% on selected items when you use the promo code CAPTAIN. Now, go to MyPillow.com, take a look at what's there, then take a look at the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see more things there. A lot of items are marked down as much as 90%. Massive overstock sale, and it's going to go on until he gets the inventory down, because that's what he's trying to do. You can get pillows for less than $20. Yep, sure can. You can get the Giza sheets. You can get the pillowcases. I mean, my goodness. And don't forget the bedding as well as I believe the slippers right now are 50% off, but some of the other items are up to 90% off with the promo code CAPTAIN. MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Have fun saving a bunch of money. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we're going to go to one of our favorite callers. It's Aaron up there in Colorado listening to us on AM 710 KNUS. And hello there, Aaron. How are you?
Hey, what's going on there, fellas?
It's warm. That's what's going on.
Well, you know, one thing is, I want to comment about what you and Carl were talking about, this supposedly tsunami.
Yeah, got to be careful.
And be careful with in that person that wrote that column. Exactly right. You better be careful, because the thing is, so if this red, because the red wave is gonna void Colorado. It's gonna void my state.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all blue basically. Because the broken down donkeys, they control the Senate, they control the House, and they definitely control the governor's chair. So I think that red wave is going to pass over my state, but hopefully for the rest of the country it's going to happen. And the thing is, so if the Republicans get control of the House, get control of the Senate, they just can't make America energy independent, but America must be financially independent.
Right.
And that means if they're ready to govern, then they're ready to start balancing budgets, because in my state, thank goodness, the Constitution has, you must balance this, you must balance the budget here instead of, and
amen.
No excuses.
Mine too, Aaron.
And that's good. We don't want to hear no excuses. You must balance a budget. And the thing is, Carl, in the state of California, I think in the state of California where you live, they must balance a budget. But of course, that state is dominated by broken down dumb donkeys too. And they try to find a way around the Constitution in California. But the thing is, so the GOPs, they get in there, they better be ready. Be serious. Be ready to govern. Don't get in bed with the rhinos, because we know who the rhinos are in the GOP. Don't get in bed with the dark side, broken down donkeys. You know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So you better take it seriously, because if not, they may not get another chance. You get it in there. Be serious. Govern. Balance budgets and get this country out of the mess that it's in. Anyway, Carl, Cap, have a good morning.
Well, thank you very much, Aaron. You've done good. All right, very good. That was very good. I appreciated that. And she's a very good person. She thinks of important things to talk about, and that's true. I mean, there's some states that are blue. They're not going to go anywhere. Well, there might be some gains, Republican gains, but you know, when you're already down 2-1, I guess a see here and a see there is a gain, right?
Well, it sure is, yeah, and we appreciate Aaron's call very much. And I tell you this, Captain, the tsunami that is being predicted here, I think one of the major questions is, will that tsunami equal veto-proof majorities? The only thing better than a red tsunami would be a red tsunami that results in that.
Oh, boy, if they were able to do that, I'm telling you right now, the Biden administration and his agenda would stop.
It would stop in its tracks.
Stop.
And also, even if it doesn't achieve that in 2022, a major, major victory across the board would also be basically a mandate.
Mm-hmm.
And that would set the stage for 2024.
Yep.
And so the proof will be in the pudding. The Republicans get their act together on that. And it would be unstoppable for 2024.
All right. Well, Senator Rand Paul is in the news because he's brought up something which makes sense, because nobody's talking about this. He's saying blame the Fed Chairman Powell, not Putin or greedy corporations, for the price hikes that we're seeing around. And there's a lot of truth in that, because what does the Fed do in the scheme of things that causes prices to go up?
Well, in many cases, they'll raise interest rates, but they'll also put a lot more money out there in the circulation.
Or lack of.
Yep.
Yep. When you got companies that need money to expand because they're trying to, they got growth pains and all that, and they can't get it because they've tightened up the credit. Thank you, Mr. Fed Chairman. Right?
Right, right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I think also Senator Paul was also talking about the idea of it was the United States government that mm-hmm. actually put in these restrictions on oil and gas.
Yep.
After the invasion. Yeah.
Yep. Now, a new Customs and Border Patrol report says that 210,000 illegal aliens were arrested at the U.S.-Mexican border in March, which is a new record.
And that's because, I hate to say this, Captain, I guess it sounds a little silly, but we can afford that a little bit, I think, because none of the illegal aliens who were arrested listened to Kamala Harris when she said, don't come, right? But she just kind of set it low, and it wasn't like a big deal.
Well, remember, and, she went to the border. Oh, excuse me, Fort Bliss, Texas.
Almost to the border.
Well, I can see the border. It's right over there. Yeah, she was 5 miles away from it.
Right. Yeah, but remember, but she went like to Central America and said, okay, no, don't come to the United States.
Yeah.
It was just lip service completely. And, honestly, what I'm getting at is that the message was there, come to the United States because it's all going to be good. You're just going to get right in. It's all going to be fine. That's the message that people heard.
Now, the Chinese state media, of course, is always pumping up China. They said yesterday, and this is a quote, the U.S. is trying to pit the region against Beijing, talking about Southeast Asia, as it's done in Europe against Russia. Really?
Well, they're in the position.
Since when's Russia the good guys? When they turn around and invade a country. And by the way, the death toll yesterday, the mayor in Mariupol said that there's at least 10,000 people dead.
That's exactly right.
In that one city.
Yes, how horrible is that? And, well, but what China appears to be doing, again, is trying to jump on the bandwagon here. United States is bad. Look what they're doing here in Asia, just like they're doing in Europe and this kind of thing. So they're sensing blood in the water, and they're just trying to, swim around and think that they're going to be like a shark. And in other words, we're seeing these things develop literally before our very eyes.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got some bad news for the folks on gas prices. Things have dropped down a little bit, and there's a little bit of relief right now, right?
A little bit.
However, U.S. gas prices are expected to start climbing all over again after this little brief period of reprieve, and everybody's talking about 15 to 20 cents a gallon going back up again. They've been on the rise for months. It came back down. They're going to go back up to record highs, easily topping $4 a gallon again, and possibly going even higher than that. Remember, the U.S. hit an average of $4.32 back in March of this year, roughly $1.70 a gallon more than March of 2019. And by the way, was Mr. Putin invading anybody then?
Nope. Nope.
So we can't blame that on Putin, can we?
Nope. Nope. But I'll tell you this. What is Joe Biden going to do when the Strategic Petroleum Reserve runs dry?
Because he's not replenishing it.
Right, but they try to take some credit. Well, he gave 1 million barrels a day from the SPR, and that's helping. Well, that's a finite resource completely, and it's not being recharged, and, they're not going to be able to use that.
Do the math. You have 500 million barrels in the reserve, maybe 600 or somewhere in there. Nobody really told us the exact number. If you're giving away 1 million barrels a day, that's what, 500-day supply?
Right.
That means before he turns around and either runs for the election or gets out of Dodge, there's not going to be any left if they don't start replenishing. And by the way, the other thing is, all that oil that was in there, the majority of it, was $25 and $35 a barrel oil. And they're selling a lot of it on the open market, damn it.
Yep.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere, no how, because we're going to be back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report all over again. Don't go nowhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
that band?
That's Motley Crue.
And what's the name of that song?
Live Wire, I believe.
And I'm telling you, boy, are they on fire in that one. Gee whiz. You know, I can remember when I used to be able to move like that, but holy smokes, I'd throw my back out and every muscle I had just watching what they were doing there. All righty, here we go. What's going on out west, my man? And we do have, folks, two more storms coming in.
Well, that's right, Captain. We're looking at the storm that's coming in right now in the Pacific Northwest area. This is going to affect the coastlines, of course, very much so in terms of rain for Washington State, Oregon, and down into Northern California. We're also going to see snow, of course, come across parts of the West. The Olympic Mountains, for example, they may get some new snow, several feet perhaps. You've got to also the Rockies, we understand they're going to maybe get up to a foot of snow in some areas as the storm comes through. So you definitely, all across the West, you want to be aware of this. You've also got, of course, some active rain going on right now. If you're up on I-90, Spokane, Washington, over to Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, down into Montana, as you go down I-90, you've got rain and maybe some heavy rain as well coming across that area right now. This also goes down along I-84. If you're going to be down near LaGrand or Baker City, you've definitely got rain coming across I-84 as you head towards Idaho as well. Also, we've got some active rain right now coming into Seattle, at least in the outlying areas there, according to the radar map, a little bit north of Portland. So if you're on Interstate 5 near Longview, you've got rain coming across the road. Salem, Oregon as well.
Got an affiliate also, right there.
That's right. Right there in Salem, Oregon, you've got rain in that area right now. And, of course, heavy rain is expected along the Oregon coast, also into Northern California, especially as we get into Thursday. And you're right, there's another storm coming after that as well. So be careful out there.
All right, folks, I'm going to cut to the chase, and I'm going to go to the snowstorm in the Northeast because this is going to create a lot of problems for people going north-south, going up towards Canada on I-81 all the way from Scranton, Wilkes-Barre, straight up to the Canadian border and the Thousand Islands Bridge. You've got a winter storm warning up there. You've got some zero-visibility areas up there with the wind blowing and heavy snow. We're talking about 1 to 2 feet going up through the mountains. And also, it's across from Rochester all the way to Albany and right there to the Berkshires in Massachusetts. So be advised, the New York Thruway is going to be inundated with this, as well as down below on, New York 17 and U.S. 11, New York 13. You're all inundated with this coming up through Ithaca, going over to Elmira, Binghamton, right up I-87 all the way to Canada, up through Lake Champlain. It's a big, big, big mess. And the snow also goes down into the higher elevations of Jersey and Pennsylvania. It's raining in Philadelphia, raining in parts of Jersey, raining on Long Island. Heavy winds, heavy surf going up from Cape Cod all the way to the Canadian line up there in Maine. And then we've got the cold weather has now found its way all the way across to Virginia, the nation's capital. A freeze warning in the mountains of Virginia right now. We've got some fog along the coast, which is probably going to change because the colder weather's coming that way. So you got the warm versus the cold. And you might even get a thunderstorm or two out of this, believe it or not, some thunder snow. But down into South Carolina, the upper half of South Carolina, the higher elevations, you have a freeze watch there and a frost warning. You've got a freeze warning in eastern Tennessee in the mountains there, Smoky Mountains coming up through the gorge. And half of Tennessee has got a freeze watch and a frost warning. And you've got some freezing precipitation over there around Jackson, Tennessee, over towards Memphis. And gee whiz, holy smokes, freeze warning across southern Illinois, all across Missouri, and I mean all across Missouri, across the eastern third, northern, northeast section of Oklahoma right now, the northern part of Arkansas, I-40, and I mean you just got some cold temperatures, and where it was raining, you've got ice, and where it is raining, you've got freezing drizzle right now, so that's what's going on up there. And other than that, that's not looking too bad. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. And let's not forget also that the one thing about Kyle that you can count on is that we're going to be here telling you about all the weather and whatnot. It's not very good tonight if you're up north. So there you go, especially going up into New York and Pennsylvania and Jersey. All right, on the telephone line, we got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, come in.
Good morning, good morning.
That's that, too, and it's a good morning. You know, Joe Biden is in so much trouble right now. We'll get into that after the top of the hour, but one of the other things that could get Joe Biden in even more trouble is Special Counsel John Durham, again, yesterday, it was revealed that five witnesses who have connections to the Clinton campaign are invoking their Fifth Amendment right and will not cooperate with his investigation, according to a recent court filing. However, there's somebody in the mix, whatever they call him, number two, the person was something number two, and he apparently was given immunity, and he spilled the beans. We just don't know what the beans are.
The one person that is cooperating is with Fusion GPS.
Mm-hmm.
Sussman goes on trial in about 4 weeks when that date is set.
Okay.
And Durham actually has the evidence from the CIA going back to 2019 that says this information or this allegation of Trump's connection to Alpha Bank is, he didn't use the word false, or the CIA didn't use the word false, but they said it.
Made up.
Not plausible.
Mm-hmm.
Man-made. Yeah, fabrication. They didn't use those words, but anyway, it's plausible. They didn't use.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So the date is very important. 2019.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Uh-huh.
And you know what else came out yesterday? The tax returns. And Joe Biden made $11.5 million in 2017. In the very next year, he made $4.5 million, and that was when Hunter Biden was very active.
And only paid, I think, 22% in taxes.
Right, because
he gave very little to charity.
Yep, because the years before that, he was making between $200,000 and $300,000 a year, and it was that way for quite a while, so it was obviously the spike meant something happened. All right, hold that thought. I'll be right back, folks, with more with Denise Simon. We got a lot of interesting stuff we're going to be bantering back and forth here. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after the top of the hour news.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.